This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Ovechkin is 7 goals away from immortality at this point, as he hunts down Wayne Gretzky in the Great Chase. He needs 6 to tie him. He needs 7 to get to 42 for the season to break the record. A quick look at the cap schedule, Danny. They play Winnipeg in what is a pretty significant game on the road tomorrow night north of the border, 8 o'clock puck drop east time. And then they're at Minnesota, and they're playing Nashville at home later this month. Then into April, with those 3 games left in March, they've still got another 9 games to play next month, a dozen total. 3 of their final 9 games, though, in April are at home. That's it. So the chances of him breaking the record are at home, dwindling as we speak. But now you're starting to get up against it a little bit in terms of how many goals he needs and how many games he's got left. 7 to break the record, 12 games left. I've thought all season long that he was going to do it. And I will still bet on him doing it. But this is the first time, I would say, where we're starting to get to a point where he might need a 2-goal game.
Yeah.
And that happens like this, right? It's a goal in the first period tomorrow night in Winnipeg, and then an empty netter or something, and they win 3-2. Or he scores a couple even-strength goals in a 4-1 win, and now he only needs 5, and they got 11 games left, and we're right back to saying there's no way he's not going to do it. But I think if he were to go a game or two right now without scoring, and he'd still need 7, and all of a sudden, you got 10 games left. Now there's a real chance we might have to wait till the start of next year.
There totally is. And you kind of go when I think it was either back-to-back games or a couple games here over the last week where they scored 5-6 goals, and you're going, how did I get one? That just obviously happens. Hockey happened as the Caps won and were scoring a bunch in Florida and everywhere else. And that's such a bummer that there's no empty netter or there wasn't like a part of that huge tally. So – yeah, I mean, he's up against it. But here's what I've learned. We run out of hyperbole about him, but bet against him at your own peril. Say that he's not going to at your own peril. Like, you're going to be proven wrong a million times over. A decade ago, I'm going, yeah, I think he's slowing down, whether it was, you know, Dale Hunter slowing him down or moving to the left wing or doing something, or moving to the right wing, rather. Enough. He's so stupid good. It's incredible what's happening and what has already happened at this point. So I'm still betting on him, to be honest with you, that he's going to do it.
So let's do some math, because I like to be as analytical as I can when we talk about these things. So he is averaging at this moment 54 games played, 35 goals scored on the season. Mm-hmm. So quick math there says he's averaging 0.65 goals per game. Then you extrapolate that out and say, okay, if he continues at his current pace this year, which is slowed a bit of late, but if he continues at that pace, which is still, by the way, one of the highest goals per game paces in his entire NHL career at 39 years old, which is unfathomable, that means he would score 7.7 goals. So he's going to score 7 more goals between 7 and 8. That gets him the record. At his current pace, he will do it, but he'll need all those games.
Right.
And it's now down to the wire. So there was a time about a month ago, 2 weeks ago, where I was looking at the possibility of maybe in Boston on Tuesday, April 1, or the next night in Carolina and Raleigh. I've actually got plans, just in case, because that's drivable, to go to that game if he's just a couple away. I think I'm now in the clear on making a midweek Wednesday trip to Raleigh, the site of my bachelor party, where the Capitals will be playing the Hurricanes. I think I'm okay there. Now, to me, it's looking like maybe the final week of the season. We're talking about hosting Carolina on April 10th, in Columbus on the 12th. I think I heard Cakesy say he's going to that game on a Saturday afternoon.
Columbus. Cakesy.
Yeah, which is awesome. Nationally televised. Or then the final 3 games of the year, which would be hosting Columbus on Sunday the 13th, second night of a back-to-back, and then you've got Tuesday, Thursday on the road to end the season against the Isles or the Penguins. But I think it's coming down now to the final week. It would be a bummer, though, if we have to wait all offseason.
Yeah.
Maybe that there's some beauty in that because the build-up before the start of next year would be amazing.
Would be incredible, yeah.
But I think if he breaks the record this year and they win the Cup, he could walk into the sunset.
He could sail into the sunset, yeah.
He's got 1 year left on his contract. We know he's going to play out that year. There's been some speculation. I think he talked to a Russian reporter a few weeks ago. I remember seeing some headline that he's not going to sign another contract necessarily, mm-hmm. so that next year could be his last year. I don't know that he's formally said that to any of the reporters here in the States or if that's gospel. But I've long thought if they win the Cup this year, which they're good enough to, and he breaks the record, we could just kind of, with the snap of a finger, have seen the end of Hovey and not even have really celebrated it or known it than just watching his chase.
Yeah, just taking it for granted. I mean, that's the part, right? I mean, you think of this, 14, 16, and then 17 three times. Those are your league leaders in the goals and how many fewer games Ovechkin has played than those guys. Leon Draisaitl's running
away. I don't know what that.
So Leon Draisaitl's played 68 games. Ovi's played 54. William Nylander's played 70 games. Ovi's played 54. 71 for the other leaders in goals scored. Ovi's only played 54, a fraction of what those guys have played. And he's tied for fifth in the NHL in goals. That's the point. All these other guys are prime players in their 20s, basically.
Is he still fifth right now
he's
in
goals?
He's
tied for fifth with Sam Reinhart of Florida.
I need people to just, before we get back to the chase, the guy mm-hmm. who has played way fewer games than everybody else at 39 years old, 35 goals.
Yep.
By the way, he's actually tied for fourth. Only Draisaitl, Nylander, and Connor have more goals than him right now. He's got 35, yeah? So he's
yep.
tied with Scheifele.
Oh, Scheifele, yeah,
Scheifele
there you go.
And Sam Reinhart, who they just played from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. This is so outrageous what he's doing.
It's patently absurd, again.
Because there are normally, like last year, Matthews scored over 60.
Mm-hmm.
This is a year, I don't think the goals in the sport are down team to team all that much. But like for whatever reason,
individual yeah.
goal scoring, the Rocket Richard's going to be a little lower.
Yeah, Draisaitl's getting 50, mid-50s, probably.
Totally.
I don't know that anyone else gets 50.
But dude, if he didn't get hurt, if he didn't break a bone in his leg, he'd be running away with the Rocket Richard.
This is.
And by the way, the record would have been broken 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many ifs. Lockouts, suspensions, a couple injuries, a family tragedy. We would have broken this thing 10 times ago, and we'd be talking about 950 is the next round number, or maybe getting to 1,000 if everything goes right. It's stupid.
So let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know what I mean by better. So if you're going to workshop that, you could do it aloud with me.
All right, here we go.
But what is better? What is the better outcome for a Caps fan? And we can pose this question on the phones as well for you guys at 800-636-1067. Is it better for him to end this thing this season and set and break the record now and then potentially come back next year, final year of the contract, and just add to it? Or is somehow it actually more beneficial for the organization, for the fan base, to kind of let this thing breathe? Let's say he gets within two or three.
Well, he ends like one shy.
Right, and then yeah. you just have the whole build-up to next season, and then who knows? Opening night, the first couple nights of the year, his first goals are the record-breaking goal. And mm-hmm. it just adds to the final year. And we know, going in, a la Bob Carpenter today, announcing this is it. Ovechkin says, it's my last season of my contract. I'm going to break the goals record, obviously, because I'm two away. This will be my final year, and we get the whole year to kind of celebrate Ovi. What's better?
So this is such a hard answer, but I'm going to do my best. Whatever gets me more Ovi, I'm not ready for it to be over yet. So, hypothetically speaking, let's say this year he goes on one of his patented runs where he scores 8 goals in 6 games or does something stupid, breaks the damn thing, and then decides, like, I'm tired. I'm going home. Like, and that's the end.
Because couldn't you see that?
That would – I'm not ready. I need a full time to process it. I want to celebrate. I want to tune in every night and hear from Joe B. and Locker about how great the guy is and you know, everything that comes with that. I don't want it to just be this unceremonious – all right, that's all for me. You guys have been great. So whatever gets me more, I'll do that. Because he's breaking this damn thing. We know that. It's just a matter of when.
I'm thinking about this as how do I get the most things that I want on that night? Right now, there's a really good chance Joe Beninati doesn't call the game. Because they'll be on national TV here mm-hmm. at the end of the season way more often than they're on Monumental Sportsnet. The national networks are going to steal the games early next year, too, though. So, in other words, I don't necessarily sit here and go, well, I'd rather it be early next year because, you know, these games are on national TV. You don't think, if he's three goals away, that the first six games next year aren't all going to be exclusive to the networks?
Totally.
So I don't think you're going to have a higher, better chance to get Joe B. In fact, you probably have a better chance at Joe B. when they don't have an entire offseason to build the schedule around making sure Ovi's on a network television, right? So that would be number one. Locker being there for the call. With all due respect to Alan May, who's a buddy of mine and I've gotten to work with for many years over at Monumental and have watched hours and hours of hockey with in various rooms over there around the table. I want Locker in the booth next to Joe B. when he breaks the record, who's coming back from his heart surgery that was such a serious procedure under the knife for hours and hours and is rehabbing diligently and fighting to get back in time. It's like a race between Locker and Alex Ovechkin, essentially, right? I know Locker would be in the booth early next year. I'm not convinced he would be this year. That's a factor for me, oddly enough.
Totally.
There's just a lot of different moving parts here. There's also, as weird as it sounds, the idea of just waiting until next season with a 40-year-old and saying, even if it's only a few goals, he'll definitely do it, that's probably not responsible. Because off-season training, when you get to be 40 years old, quirky, weird things happen.
Of course.
Are we sure he doesn't tweak or pull or injure something or have some type of problem?
No, totally. And it's not, again, it's not a him reflection. It's a life reflection.
So don't you almost need to just get it as soon as you can get it?
That's another part of the discussion. I mean, I think about this. We've gotten to know so many athletes over the years, and there's so many guys that come to mind when you think about this. It's not the actual game itself. It's what you have to do to get ready for it. That changes. When you're 20, you're 21, 22, 23, whatever, it's you roll out of bed, you do all your work, you do what you're supposed to do, but you lift your weights, you stretch, you do whatever. Well, when you're 40 or getting up there with all the injuries and all the wear and tear, that, you can't just pop out of bed and do it. You now have to, you do the rolling thing, you do the foam roller, you do the massage thing, you do all this other kind of stretching, you do the cupping, the deep tissue, all those other kind of crap, just to be able to go out and do what you did 10 years ago. And it's not easy. That's where the grind is. It's not playing the game. Playing the game is the fun part. That's the reward. It's the prep that it takes. And so you got to do more just to be able to do the same. And that wears on people sometimes. So we take him for granted. He's drinking soda pop on the bench or, eating beef jerky, between shifts, whatever the hell he does.
Beef jerky is probably the best thing he's eating.
Well, you know what I mean?
Shifts.
Like, he's eating the Mama Lucia's Diablo pizza or whatever. But, man, it's just it's not something that we should ever – just assume is going to continue.
All right, I want your answer before we get to the phones. Better for the Caps, better for whoever, you, the whole situation. Break it this season, get it over with, or go into next year two or three goals away and have the whole offseason and the final year of his contract to just paint the whole thing Ovechkin.
My answer is going to be so unbelievably selfish. I just want more Ovechkin. Wait till next year. Sound like I'm not going to be celebrating like a champion even when he scores. Like, I had something to do with it. But I want to get – I just – if there's a risk – and there's a risk to me that he hangs him up if he gets it this year. And he just says, I'm tired. Thank you for everything. I want a celebration. I want every night to be Alex Ovechkin goal from his back night. Alex Ovechkin office night. I want Alex Ovechkin grimy goal night. I want transition Alex Ovechkin on Odd Man Rush's night. I want celebrating the best athlete in DC history night after night after night for a whole year. I'm not ready just to say goodbye, and I worry that he would say goodbye if he breaks it.
I think you'll get that regardless, but there is a chance that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he breaks the record and they win the cup, why come back for the final year at 40? I guess you could just say that he loves it. Why wouldn't you? You pad the goal total between you and everybody else, right? That's all part of it. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to hop in. I'm going to make this real short and sweet. I need this record, man. Me personally.
Do you do?
I've been working so hard. I put in the hours in the gym. I have grinded. I need this record, and I need it now, like I need oxygen.
Mm.
Can't wait. Now, Ovi has also, in fairness, I want to be very clear about this. Let me be clear, Barack Obama style. He has also done some of the work, and I give him some credit for that.
He just, you know what? That's actually big of you.
And I want him to share into my record.
That's big of you.
I want to share part of my record with Ovi.
He deserves some of the credit, I think. Isn't that fair to say? You'd say that?
Now, this season, the culmination of his unbelievable year and the culmination of what has been a incredible season for Caps fans. Like, this has been so fun and so unexpected and so wonderful. Let's go to the phones. Danny is in Northwest, wants to hop in on G&D. Danny, 12 games left, 7 goals from Immortality.
Thanks for taking my call.
What do you think? Do you want him to do it? Or next year better?
I think he will. And you know what? He'd have it already if he hadn't missed 5 weeks with that broken tib.
Totally.
But the thing that gets me the most, and it's and it happened when he had to go home because his father passed away, and a couple of the other times where he's been injured long term, the team has not really missed a beat. And I think Carberry's done an incredible job with these guys this year.
Oh, come on. I mean, he's the Jack Adams Award winner, and I don't know that it's particularly close. Thank you. Now, for people that don't know, that's the Coach of the Year Award in the National Hockey League. But Spencer Carberry's a star. I believe he'll be coaching Team Canada in a few years nationally. And we're talking about that caliber of coach in this league. He is a commodity. He is someone who I believe, like Jaden Daniels, maybe not to the same extent, but makes you a destination. I think he is a coach that players around the league will want to play for as guys like Pierre-Luc Dubois recapture their career here, as players like Connor McMichael and Alexi Protas become stars under his watch. There's a lot of veteran coaches in this league where young guys don't excel. There's an old guard in the NHL. We saw it, actually, with the previous regime, if we're being honest. Peter Laviolette.
Yeah.
I want my veterans. I want my grizzled guys. I don't trust the kids. I'm not giving them the minutes. Spencer Carberry, because of his minor league background at Hershey and bouncing around, I think really does have an ability to whisper with those developing young ascending players.
Yeah, do you have any data points on that? Like, is there anybody had a huge breakout year this year?
So I just believe that they have, and they get credit for this. I don't think they hit the lottery randomly. They knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They had him in their employ before he left to go to Toronto to be their power play coach. But they have struck gold with this guy. And he is as good a coach as we've had in this city in a long, long time in any sport. But part of why the Alexi Protas renaissance, or I guess you can't call it a rebirth, his breakout has happened, why McMichael has become what was promised, those guys becoming legitimate stars this year, it's not just Carbs.
No.
It's the whole staff. Mm-hmm. They have a great staff. And by the way, it's going to be picked apart. They're going to lose at least one, maybe two guys this year, and I would bet at least one, if not two of them, become head coaches in the NHL. It's that good of a staff. But Carbs is the head of the snake, clearly. But the whole thing, man, the way they've lined it up right now with Ovi on the top line skating and now that second line, which has been automatic since day one this season with McMichael, Luc Dubois, and Wilson, the bottom six and the speed they added with Anthony Beauvillier. I mean, how fast is that guy?
Lightning.
This team is cup good. And Ovi's goal chase is just kind of folding into what is a larger storyline here, is that this team is coming down the stretch of a year where they might finish number one in the NHL and go into the playoffs, one of the favorites to get to a Stanley Cup.
And, Jeeps, I beat the drum on this a little bit. It wouldn't feel as meaningful to me. It'd still be amazing because it's still just a stupid record that it's even a possibility. He's got a chance to walk down Gretzky. But the idea that if they just kind of kept doing what they've been doing, veteran group, fringe playoff team, you know, like the maybe we get the 8 seed, cannon fodder in the first round for a team that's a legit contender, it wouldn't have felt as meaningful. But now he's scoring meaningful goals in meaningful games for a team that's a Stanley Cup contender. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's what's the extra layer of, what are you going to say now,
yeah,
jackass?
Let's go too deep with the questions here on the phones.